This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
What has Raheem Morris told you about Michael Penix's role?
The message to me was just, nothing changes for you. Just go to work and do your job.
Earlier on the show, host of the Pat McAfee Show, Pat McAfee. Coming up, Apple TV MLS analyst Sasha Kleschen, host of the Dan Levitard Show with Stu Gatz. Dan Levitard, Super Bowl champion quarterback, Drew Bledsoe. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. And we're genuinely excited here today for various reasons. First of all, got great guests. That's number one. Number two is the fact that we're live on the Roku Sports Channel. We're live on the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Affiliate Network. We're live on Sirius XM. We're live on Odyssey. We're live on TuneIn. And shortly, we're about to get quite a bit more jam-packed in our audience fan base, because shortly, we're about to pull off a first. First, we're turning 10 years old in October. We've never done this before. I don't know how many times it's been done in our industry. Mike Del Tufo, you know our industry.
I am telling you
and
right
by
now,
the industry,
this is
I mean the business.
30 years, I've never done what we're doing right now.
Chris Brockman, have you ever?
I think maybe once ever. I have no idea.
I mean,
TJ Jefferson, how many times have you simulcast? Anyway,
there was that one time in '86.
Okay. Yes, nice.
I wish I wore a tank top.
That was in the Mets and the Red Sox simulcast.
Well, TJ was 20 then.
Listen,
shut your mouth.
We're about to simulcast with the Pat McAfee Show on ESPN.
Oh.
And I want to thank Adam Schefter for this.
Because
here's the deal. Adam Schefter ran his mouth yesterday.
Running off at the.
I go way back with Adam.
Way back with Adam.
We're old college friends.
You thought you were?
No, we are. We're great. This is fine.
He was talking outside of his neck.
Listen, and I want to thank Michael Rubin of Fanatics and Fanatics Fest.
Yeah,
they invited us to do the Overreaction Monday podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, right? Yeah. There was a 40-yard dash track at the NFL booth at the Fanatics Fest.
The wing over there? It was massive.
I had no intention of running. I'm about to tell this story on the worldwide leader.
It's not why you were
there, intention of running. And Schefter's like, Michigan on Michigan, right? All that. I don't want to repeat because I'm about to tell the story again. But we ran. He beat me by literally half a step, not even a quarter step.
It was close.
I don't want to go too deep into the excuses, but you could see it right here for the radio audience. I'll just tell you, I pulled up stakes a little bit. Bottom line, he trips, he falls, he face plants. I'm wondering what the hell's going on.
And then he
goes on McAfee's show yesterday and runs his mouth. Do we have that soundbite? Do we have all that? I mean, McAfee might set the stage himself shortly, because we're about 3-4 minutes away from joining the simulcast on ESPN. Go for it. Run it.
Let me say this. I kicked Rich's ass, but I also kicked my own, because when I'm running there, I don't know what happened. I tripped and fell. I had no idea what was coming.
Thank God.
Here's the deal. A 57-year-old man should not spontaneously be running a 40-yard dash
That's
and being
true.
As determined as I was to beat the king of the 40-yard dash,
nice,
Rich Eisen. Like, he's trained for this every year to raise money for St. Jude. And he's been unbelievable about raising all this money. But he's become known as the king of the 40. And I wanted to dethrone him that day and kick his ass.
Kick my ass.
My knees are scraped up. Like,
you won.
On his knees.
We won. Mm-hmm.
We won.
The king of the 40 has been dethroned.
King.
Okay.
That's so disrespectful.
This is so...
Wow.
I mean, for a man who's normally buttoned up on his facts.
He got 2 years on you, too?
He does.
Wow.
Yeah, I was in the year behind him at Michigan. Mm. And I also skipped kindergarten. So I was...
for real?
Yeah, I did. I was a grade ahead my entire life. Dude, I went through...
So you graduated, what, 17? Like 16?
What?
High school.
High school? License? What are you talking about? I graduated at 17.
So you just got your light,
Yeah. Well, I was 16 when I graduated high school.
Yeah, that's
what
really?
I was 17.
That summer.
You never
that
drove
summer.
In high school?
Oh. Mike.
It's a big deal.
You know what? It's also an insight into just my childlike behavior at the age double nickel. So I texted Pat during the program.
Yeah, of course.
I saw you.
Right? I was during our program, and then during his program, he didn't get it, or as soon as he was off the air, I said, I demand equal time. He wrote back, you got it.
Equal time.
I demand equal time. And he said, you got it.
This is amazing.
And so we go back and forth, and in about a minute, he's about to bring us in.
Great.
And then we will bring him in at the same time. I don't know how we're going to do this thing, because you got two control freaks who are hosts of programs all together smashing it. It's just going to be great.
It's like space-time continuum type stuff.
How are we going to work it? I don't know how it's going to work. We have no idea how it's going to work. Mike, all I know is that your right index finger for our radio, terrestrial radio, and it's like, this is as big a moment as you could possibly have.
Academy Awards level.
Since we're going on Pat's show, can we work blue?
NFC. Well, the problem is that
we're still on our show.
We're still on our show. That's not our thing.
I'd like to work blue a little bit.
Trust me, I know. Well, I mean, you could go right up to the usual edge of your "that's what she said" humor.
Well, okay, if you're giving me carte blanche to jump back in there, baby, then I'm with
the line.
Wow, Pat's going on. I'm looking at his show right now. He's going to Ireland.
Yeah.
On Friday.
For
game day?
No. Well,
the Aer Lingus Bowl. I believe.
Well, you can't say that on Roku, Mike.
God bless you. Like,
what are we doing here?
What did you just say?
The Aer Lingus Bowl.
It's
an airline from Ireland.
You know, earlier my
Get
air was
out of
wow.
here.
God. So Florida State, Georgia Tech is kicking off college football this weekend from Ireland. Pat's going.
Got it. So the only thing that's working blue today is my fantastically crisp French blue button down.
Is that the color for French blue?
French blue.
Some rich
yesterday was, cerulean blue.
We honestly should have worn tank tops today.
No, we're just being ourselves. We're doing our thing.
I got a Bob Backlund t-shirt on.
And I believe it's about to happen right here on the program. I've demanded equal time, and the man has given it. So it's about time for us to merge program and program. The Rich Eisen Show and the Pat McAfee Show together.
Last time you were on ESPN?
The draft at Nashville.
This year? Oh, Nashville.
Nashville.
Wow.
Nashville, Tennessee. I was on with Trey.
2018.
And Reese and Greeny. Back in the day.
2019.
All right, there we go. Is it happening right now? We're happening right now?
He's got a bald head, but he can run a 40.
Amen.
Rich Eisen. Yeah, man.
See, you clap to your right, I clap to my left. That's how we're doing it on a simulcast. Look at us, Pat. Look at us, brother.
Rich, it is an honor to do this alongside you. And let me give a brief testimony about how much I love Rich Eisen.
Okay.
So, Rich, you know, he does the Punters Are People Too movement, and that started kind of in mockery, but he has stood by. Well, so we do appreciate that. We do appreciate that. His love for specialists has been around a long time, and he's still there. Mm-hmm. But before anybody would give me a shot at anything on TV, anywhere, Rich Eisen had me on his podcast, on his show, supported me on the internet, on that chair. So, Rich, you have been a believer in somebody that has helped me, like, in this business immensely. We appreciate you, Rich. We appreciate you, Rich. So, with that being said, welcome back to ESPN. It's great to have you help build this place. Let's go, Rich.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
With that being said, when Schefter said what he said about you yesterday, we did not like it.
Man, oh, man.
We did not.
No, Pat, you can't do that, because I watch the Pat McAfee Show when I'm not on this program. I watch your program, and I know it all started with Ty saying that I got dusted. Okay, that's how it started, which is an interesting way to repay me for giving Mad Mel a free pass to the entire combine this year. But that said, the word dusted came into the ether, and then Adam flexed up, bowed up, and started talking about kicking my ass. And that is just an outrage, Pat. That is an outrage, because you have a pair of eyes. And you can see that run. The guy tripped over his own feet. He's lucky there was something to keep him from face planting.
because that beautiful face could not be dispensing facts and information on ESPN without without that backstop. So I'm sorry to jump in there, but the fact is.
Yeah, we weren't happy about it, though. You know, Todd said what he said just to see how Schefter would respond. This is classic lead investigating, you know, because we knew that Schefter could potentially have this moment. Because remember, Schefter's been captured on camera having a 2-inch vertical. Yeah. Remember when he tried to do the Lambo leap?
Yep.
So this particular video, when it hit the internet, made him look very athletic. Both of you, he said he's 50-something.
57.
Yeah.
How old are you, Rich? You don't have to say, but how old?
No, I'm fine. I don't care. I'm double nickel. He's got 2 years on me. We went to college together.
Schefter's older than you.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God.
He is.
Andy Dustin, you.
Dustin. Dustin. Excuse me. No. Excuse me. Excuse me. Now, let me have a little bit of a say here. Okay. So we're at Fanatics Fest. I show up at the NFL 40-yard dash line there, whatever. Had no intention of running. I ran not once but twice before that run. Twice. Because Michael Rubin was running against an influencer, to be honest, whose name escapes me right now.
Respect, Rich.
No. We all have influence. Listen.
Okay,
so I ran not once but twice. And Schefter then comes up to me and goes, "You want to run it? You can do a little Michigan on Michigan thing, you know?" And so so he says that, and there was none like, let's see who's the king of the 40. Let's see who can kick each other's ass. It was just, let's have some fun together, right? So we do that, even though I know this is not going to work out well for me. It's my third run, and to be honest with you, I had some very fashionable lace-up boat shoes I should not have been running in at all.
Can't be running in the boat shoes. Yeah, agreed.
Fashion killed me here. Look at those shoes. I shouldn't be running in that. And Schefter had on Air Force Ones all laced up. Okay, so.
Oh, Air Force Ones are tough to run in. I don't know if the Air Force Ones are tough to run in because obviously you got the big base. They make you taller, and you don't want to crease those things, although I don't think Schefter knows any of those rules. I appreciate that you guys at 55 and 57, though, were able to stride out like that. I think that's the big story here.
Yep. Okay, now, thank you. I appreciate it.
Schefter.
He did. He said.
King him. Yeah, he did.
He did say he's the king of the 40. So hopefully at the next combine, you guys will be able to get back out there, raise some more money for St. Jude's, which you have done.
Thank you.
In a remarkable way, turning something that is pretty monotonous into a philanthropic effort that has affected many. Hey, Rich, that's the beauty of Rich Eisen
thank
football.
You,
now, I have another question for you, though, Rich, here quickly. Mm-hmm. And I know we're going to have to handle some business here in a couple of minutes. We can't wait to watch a master at work with that entire operation.
Throw to my radio break before the Roku channel rejoins the audience. Okay, sounds good.
Boom. Bingo. That's the case. The NFL right now, and you can take this all the way to your break, obviously. This is the NFL feels like it is on fire.
Yes.
It feels like it is bigger and better than ever.
Yes.
Valuation through the roof. They just released a $679 Sunday ticket through Apple TV. And then obviously you got the YouTube TV and there's that lawsuit that's taking place, but it would literally just be a bite out of an apple and billions of dollars. Can you feel it as the first ever employee at NFL Network and for the league that this is on-air talent? Is this the biggest the NFL's ever been? Is it very obvious? And where else can they go, Rich? Where else can the NFL go and what else can they do?
Different places on planet Earth, Pat. I mean, that's the next step, is to grow the game internationally. We're already getting a game in Brazil, as you know. The day
don't wear green, Rich. Don't wear green out there.
I've heard that story. That's why I heard that, I guess, in the same situation. That's why there's great French blue button down for my radio audience. Need to describe that. But there's
he looks very svelte too, and jacked for your radio
thank
audience.
You.
Rich Eisen is jacked. just so people know. Real deal. I don't know what he's doing.
No. And right. And honestly, in person, Schefter put on a couple LBs. Listen. So there's three games in London. There's one in Munich, and then there's one in Brazil this year. And there's just more and more opportunities to grow the game internationally. And I do believe there's going to probably be down the road maybe a new TV package based off of that whole business. I definitely feel it. When NFL Network first started, this is going to be season 22 for me at NFL Network, Pat. And when that started, a lot of folks were wondering, you know, what are you going to talk about in between playing seasons? What are you going to do? What's to discuss? I do remember one of my last SportsCenter ideas meeting before I you know, I guess given a cardboard box. Yes, that foot movement right there. Back in 2003. Yeah, by the way, excellent flexibility on your part right there, Pat. That would have put me in traction if I tried that right now. But in a long story short, though, one of the ideas meetings we had was to bring up in early April, let's talk some football on SportsCenter. And a lot of people were sort of looking cross-eyed at that because it was the beginning of March Madness, the middle of March Madness, and it was the beginning of baseball season. It was Masters Week. There was so much going on that nobody really wanted to talk football at 3 weeks, 4 weeks before the draft. That's totally changed now. As you could see on ESPN, NFL Live is a fantastic program. There's so many other shows based on all of that stuff. There's now multiple Hard Knocks. There's one special one that's coming this fall, as a matter of fact, that I'm hearing about. And I think people can't get enough of it. So
yeah,
we're in that sort of business. But I do believe it's time for my first break, Pat. You know, ready? You ready? Because I've got a throw to break. You remember terrestrial radio, those days for you, Pat, right? Remember those days?
We were there for a few months. Won a Heisman, kept it moving. Yeah, I remember that. I remember those times.
On terrestrial radio, so I'm going to throw to my radio break, and that's 3 minutes long. And then I come back and bring back my Roku channel audience for 2 minutes. And then I'm one big happy family again. And then we'll hang out until you have your first guest, correct? Is that the way we're going to run this thing?
Yeah, so we're gonna remain live because we don't do the radio breaks anymore. Thank God. We weren't great at them, to be honest. And we have one out an hour, 57.
Okay. 57. Okay, so that's your hard out at the top. I've got one of those, too, at the very end of the first hour. But that's we still got time. All right, so I'm going to throw it a break, and here's how it's going to go. We'll be back on the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Network right here on the Roku channel and more when we come back. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. And let me tell you about Greenlight, folks. My wife and I use it for our oldest kid. Time is moving fast. Used to be, you didn't have to worry about what your kids were doing with money. But Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and money habits while kids also learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Anytime my oldest son uses his Greenlight card, I get an alert how much he's spending, where he's spending it, and he also knows the limit that he has, so he learns how to save, invest, and spend wisely. I use it, my wife uses it, my kids use it, you should too. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/rich. That's greenlight.com/rich to try Greenlight for free. greenlight.com/rich.
And we're clear. We're clear. We're clear.
Hey, how good of a teaser was that for the radio people? They think that we just got maybe like somebody to stand and attack us. They can't wait to tune back in there. You know what I mean? I just wanted to add a little sauce.
I appreciate it.
Sauce.
So what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about...
Time's yours, Pat. Let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question. So, Ty, can I ask Ty a question? Ooh. Ty.
Absolutely. You can do whatever you want.
How does Mel Kiper feel about your imitation of him?
To be honest, I don't know. I've heard from people have said that he loves it. I have a tough time believing it. I do not believe that. I think if Mel Kiper were to see me, he'd probably want to smack the taste out of my mouth.
Heath Hamill loves it. Lou Holtz was on the show, obviously, started the entire thing. Mel Kiper, though, we've tried to book on the show
several times,
maybe 10 times. It is legit, we think there is potential heat with Mel Kiper. With that being said, we're cool with it because Mad Mel Kiper is one of the greatest additions to my life, personally, out of all time, Rich.
It's one of my favorite. When Mad Mel stormed off the set is truly one of my favorite moments in the history of the Pat McAfee Show. When he stormed off the set. And that and getting Ryan Day off his game with the Lou Holtz stuff. Now that, as a Michigan guy, that is chef's kiss, man. That was awesome.
Did you know Ryan Day, we went to Ohio State later in the year. Ryan Day came on the on the show.
Yeah.
Ty was dressed up as Lou Holtz, asked him a question, and Ryan Day was answering him as if he was serious. Like it was an actual, and I was like so proud of Ryan Day. I legitimately was so proud of Ryan Day. And then also you, obviously, whenever your ability to impersonate some of these people become a motivating factor for a team to win a game that could potentially cost them a national championship. Oh. I mean, you really pulled it off. You should be proud of yourself, Ty.
I mean, we've done a lot of crazy stuff. I remember, I think I fell asleep late in like the second half during the Notre Dame Ohio State
game. So did Lou Holtz.
And then I,
he was still wearing a mask.
Yeah. And then I woke up and I had about 250 text messages and I saw the clip and I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. What's going on? That was truly bizarre.
Okay. So let's talk about bizarre. Rich, how long have you been doing The Daily Show year round now?
This show turns 10 in October.
Okay. So you congrats on that, by the way. Not easy at all. Whenever you talk about that time in between the NFL season and then the NFL season again, and obviously you're at SportsCenter, so you're covering all this shit. Right. Man, 10 years of off-season coverage is wild. Like, the Olympics saved us this year. I assume same thing for you over there?
Caitlin Clark, too, pal. There's no question about it.
Well, the universe told me not to talk about her.
Uh-oh. Is that right?
the universe. Yeah, the universe.
Yeah, sent some message.
Yeah, God came in and was like, you know what, pal? Probably go ahead and stop it.
I had no idea about that. Do you have a different universe? By the way, we're back on the Roku channel here on the Rich Eisen Show.
It's nice to be back. Yeah. It's a good universe.
You're back. You're back. I've got about a minute and 50 seconds till the radio audience rejoins, and that'll be a big audience. So listen, why is the universe telling you not to talk about Caitlin Clark?
Because I'm an idiot, mostly. The reason is because I'm an idiot. And I want to say, we are big supporters. We took show to Iowa to support during the first day of Men's March Madness to launch the Women's March Madness because just wanted to catch the vibe of what Iowa was with Caitlin Clark on camp. I think what she has done, obviously, remarkable. Now, it's the whole rookie class and yada, yada, yada. We get it. United States Olympic team. Wreck tickets, so I'm not even getting into it. But nonetheless, I am dumb, and the way I speak, not good. And multiple times, God has come in and been like,
"Well, plus you're big in Iowa though, because you chose Iowa to beat Michigan in the Big Ten championship game, Pat. If I'm not mistaken, right? Yeah. Did that happen?
Nobody in Iowa remembered that. Nobody in Iowa remembered that when I was going through There was a chance. There was a chance in Michigan. No, it's not your bad at all. It's 100% my bad. Actually, that's what we're kind of getting to. The Michigan thing. I picked against Michigan every week last year.
I noticed, Pat. I noticed. So did all of us Wolverines. We did. But that's why you are who you are. The love for you no, seriously, man. The what you bring to College game day. I know you were kind to say something to me to start. What you've brought to College game day and what you bring to College game day is second to none. Dude,
seriously.
No, it's the truth, man. I'll say it.
Rich, I don't want to hear it. I want to talk about this Michigan team, though. Thank you for the kind words. Very kind of you. You have to say that, though, right now, specifically.
No, I do have to say that right now. And there's if you don't mind, just give me just 1 second. There's one other thing I really have to say. I'm back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, simulcasting with the Pat McAfee Show on ESPN, also on the Roku channel. Look at us right now.
Look at us.
Pulling it off.
Everything's okay, radio audience. And I know it might sound a little chaotic whenever we went in the break there. Everything is okay. We worked it out. It was just a little bit of a glitch in the entire system over there.
Okay.
And but
so,
no, I appreciate
so we,
that.
So we talk until, just so I know the run of show here, we talk until the mullet man from Oklahoma State shows up on your program. Is that what's happening?
Bingo.
Is that how it works? Yeah. Does he still have a mullet? Does Gundy still have a mullet?
A little bit.
It's a little bit more sporty. It's like a coupe.
Is he 50 now?
Oh, he's like 55.
Is he really?
Your age.
Okay, all right, very good. Well, we can run a 40 against Schefter.
He's 57. He's the same age as Schefter.
Okay.
You don't want to race Gundy. Neither of you. Hey, just I don't know what we're talking about, how we're talking about it, or what we're thinking about.
Yeah.
you nor Schefter should even think about getting into anything with this guy.
No way.
No race, no fight, no nothing. I don't think, definitely not hunting situation.
No.
I think he talked about killing a turtle one time. I don't think he won any parts of the mullet man, Gundy. He's reigning Big 12 Coach of the Year right now.
Understood.
But yes, let's talk college ball.
Yes.
Let's talk college ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did pick against Michigan every week. It became a thing for me and with Dez and with Michigan.
Yeah.
But what that team was able to do and accomplish last year had to be obviously so much fun. I remember we were doing the simulcast at the Rose Bowl, and we requested you to come join us. And the message we got back was like, "Rich is really into this game."
I was not suitable for broadcast, Pat, and I appreciate you understanding that. There's, you know, very fortunate to do what I do for a living. As long as I've been able to do it, there's really only two teams that emotionally affect me to the point where I can't be around other people. The New York Yankees are one, and Michigan football is the other. I really can't be around other people. My kids were around, and I just couldn't move. I just didn't want to move, and I appreciate you understanding that. Certainly, it was a tight game. I think Michigan had just lost the lead to Alabama at the Rose Bowl, and it was all on the line, Pat, and on that day. So. But it was the greatest year of my sports life, without a doubt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Enjoying it, especially with all the adversity that came. Obviously, the Connor Stallions, rogue agent, Harbaugh, who we are massive fans. I mean, massive fans of.
Right.
The way he dealt being suspended, then Sharon Moore, the way the team responded. It was like, if I was a fan of Michigan, which I have become, but if I was a fan of Michigan, it'd be like, they're trying to hold us back. Our boys aren't even blinking. Like, literally, there seemed to be no blinking throughout the entire year. Had to love that as a Michigan alumni.
I did.
Legitimately.
I loved all of it. It was fantastic. Soup to nuts, seeing all these guys go to the next level too. And I can't wait to see what Sharon Moore is going to do this year. And, I'm genuinely psyched about it. And you brought up Connor Stallions. Is Gundy showing up anytime soon, or like what's?
No, we got 4 or 5 minutes here. So this is a documentary is coming out with Connor Stallions. How many deleted text messages do you have with this guy?
I have zero, Pat. 13. Let me ask you this question, Pat. Have you and Mrs. McAfee been on vacation before and asked somebody to take a picture of you? Has that ever happened? Where you're like, you hand your phone and say, "Hey, would you mind taking a picture of us?" And you hand that phone to that person, and what ends up happening is you see about 90% blue sky and your head's cut off and you don't actually get what you're looking for. Do you think every single time Connor Stallions went on Etsy or whatever the hell he found these people to shoot these videos, do you think they knew exactly what they were shooting and everything he got back was 100% usable to Michigan's advantage? Do you believe that? Yes or no?
Okay, so that's your angle?
Oh,
is that what I just heard?
Yes, Pat, that is his angle.
That's part of
these
my angle.
These people on the internet can't film signs?
The asking is illegal.
You think it works? You think it works?
Do I think what worked?
You thought
humans?
Every single time it worked perfectly for him. You think that was exactly how it worked for him?
Okay, so you're saying, they're saying he studied 75 games. Let's assume that at least half of those user error. We got dummies from the internet getting paid $250.
Yeah.
They don't know who's even given the signs.
Right.
They were filming the white hat. It was actually the blue hat sign night.
Could have been.
Okay.
Could have been.
Yeah,
until
awesome.
I see this,
that's
until awesome. I see it, until I see it, I'm just going to say, listen, this thing got ripped out root and branch. Root and branch. And Michigan went without any of with him gone, with his Bobby Valentine get up on the sideline of the Central Michigan game and all of that sort of
very
stuff.
Cool. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Very
whatever
cool.
the hell he was very up cool. to, ripped out root and branch, and they dominated for the rest of the college football season to the point where the NCAA president said they won it fair and square. So I am done on this whole subject matter. And I'm not watching that doc.
I just mentioned Connor Stallion, and you're the one that did the whole. You've ever tried to hire somebody to take a picture?
Yes, yes. Never hired anybody. Yes.
I never brought that up. I never brought up any of that. I just mentioned that Connor Stallion existed as a part of the adversity,
which
certainly was real.
Not a fan. But with you that, asked him, "Am I going to watch the Netflix?" No, I'm not going to watch the Netflix.
You have to. You know, maybe you might see some of the footage.
Come on.
I want to see Root and Branch. I want to see. Let's go ahead and see. Before we get out of here to Coach Gundy, I do want to talk about the fact that, A, I love that Michigan team. Sharon Moore's a dog. Wink Martindale is now a defense coordinator against college offensive coordinators. That should be a lot of fun. And you mentioned Charlie Baker saying it was fair and square. I heard Charlie Baker speak at the college football conference. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of his. The way his side kind of told the story about the whole sign stealing, it was like as soon as they were shown what they were shown, he thought, and Petitti thought as well, like, everybody just needs to know that this is potentially a thing first so we can make sure it is fair and square at the end. If this team goes on and wins it, they go on and win it. That's why Charlie's like, as soon as anything was ever known, they had to win those games. Your team was dominant, absolutely dominant. Lucky to talk about college football, college game day. But let's talk about what you guys do on Sunday mornings because it's one of my favorite shows on TV.
Thank you.
I watch every single week. That you guys call it NFL Sunday College Game Day, right? What's it called?
No, it's called NFL Game Day Morning, Pat. That's what it's called.
Yeah, legendary. Of course. Yes, of course. It is a great show.
Thank you,
and
sir.
I couldn't recommend it more in this entire thing.
Thanks, man.
Everybody back? When do we get started? And what time do you guys start that show? Is that like 4 a.m.? What time do you get
there? That's my call time. Sometimes it's a sliding call time for me, depending on what time I'm able to get up in the morning. But I do love doing it. It's I think year 15 for me doing that at NFL Network. It's a 6 a.m. Pacific kickoff time, and it'll be fun. It'll be lots of fun. And I heard Greeny is the new host of what is it called? NFL Sunday College Game Day Countdown? Is that what it's called on ESPN?
No.
Okay.
That is not that.
Just I'll tell Greeny just what I tell everybody who steps into this arena that at 9 a.m. Eastern time, and I told this to Ray Lewis when he was on ESPN doing the show that goes against mine. I come out of the smoke at 9 a.m. Eastern time. Every
Me
single
too.
Sunday, okay.
Different kind of smoke.
That makes sense. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Different,
Rich.
Different smoke.
Different smoke.
We be waking and baking.
Definitely not
These
what I do.
They be taking.
Definitely not what I'm doing. But that's what I do, and I bring my A game every single Sunday. So I welcome Mike Greenberg to the fray, and it'll be fun. I can't wait to do it. It'll be season.
I can't wait to watch you guys again. Your show is awesome. The mix, the chemistry, the ideas. It's a really good program. You guys should be incredibly proud. I start with you guys. I end with Football Night in America. Now, Greeny is good friend of the program. So.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's okay.
You're the man. You're the absolute man. Rich, thank you for everything. We appreciate you.
Anytime, Pat. This is fun. We'll do it again.
Hey. It works. Yeah. It does. So nobody really knew if this was going to actually work. Really good. We should do this during the season, I think, a few times.
Sure.
If you could cut to the toxic table shot, a little bit, it's like framed perfectly, I guess. We had to zoom out a little bit, framed perfectly. Great.
Yeah.
Great
like
work
it.
In the back on your side.
I like
Zito,
it.
Great work in the back on our side. We can't thank everybody enough for making this happen. We'll talk to you again soon now that we know this is possible.
You got it. Our guys, RJ Herrera and everyone else here on the show, we got together. It's communication and it's love. It's love. And Schefter did not dust me. He did not dethrone me. I'm happy to do this again. So.
Well, Rich, actually, Schefter did dust you a little bit. Now, granted, he got folded up like a log chair, almost broke his back, almost broke his T2, his T3, but he kind of did beat your ass on the 40. That's something you're just going to have to live with, unfortunately.
Hi, Rich. Sorry to break it down for you, bud. You're the best, ladies and gentlemen, the Rich Eisen Show.
Awesome. That was fun. Right back at you.
Later, boys.
Have a good time. That's Pat amazing. McAfee Show, everybody.
Wow, that was amazing.
It smells like a weekly thing.
Yes.
Oh, man. I'm up for doing it as much as Pat would want to. And obviously, Pat's the man. What he has built for himself is unbelievable. And I'll tell this story, too. So, he was kind to say that we gave him a spot. We did. He was on our pod.
Yeah, he was on the old NFL Network podcast back in like 2012.
Right.
When he was still a player at Indy.
That's right. Yeah. And he was coming on NFL Network just kicking tires
kind of
on
in the
media,
summer,
right?
Just hanging out, seeing if it was something he'd be interested in.
Yeah. That was a fun pond.
It was fun back
right.
then.
So we've, yeah. you know, and when you mentioned the Punters Are People 2 shirts that I was making, right? I would bring them to Thursday night football games and hand them to kickers and punters. You know, I would hand them the Punters Are People 2 to the punters, and then I made up Kickers Are People 2 and gave them to the kickers. And I think one year in Green Bay, I went up to, I don't know if it was Mason Crosby or one of the special teams guys. I handed him a shirt during the game. I walked up behind the bench during the game, and I got an earful from like NFL operations because they are constantly using their binoculars wherever they're sitting. There's somebody on every team making sure if there's no non-essential personnel,
you're off, you're gone.
And certain locations are more strict than others.
100%.
And so I walked up behind the bench during the game.
Yeah, it's a big
and tapped one of the players on the shoulder and handed him the shirt because I was out of my mind about that. At any rate. So we obviously known Pat for a while. Yeah, and then when he started ascending, what, 2018, was he doing his show post Barstool at that point? Or was he
that might have
whatever
been,
whenever it was?
Yeah, middle end.
Well, okay, so
Barstool.
it was before he started doing his show the way that he's doing it. So he came here and did some segments. But I will share this. When in 2019 we got a phone call from our benefactors here at AT&T to say that we were done.
Yeah.
And we got that call. Something to bring up when we're turning 10. So we were about 5+ years old and got a call saying, hey, audience is shuttering and you and Dan Patrick's show are going to have to find new homes. And we were kind of wondering what was going on. Oh, by the way, a pandemic then hit.
Yes.
And so I just remember being at the Combine and knowing that we would have to take our show to keep it going on TV at some point to YouTube. And I went to Pat's show at the Combine to, you know, appear on his program. And so after I appeared, have I told this story to you or not?
No.
Are you
I mean, not on the air.
Okay, so, after we were done, he showed me his entire operation, his whole YouTube operation and the way he runs it. And so a lot of people think, oh, okay, so he shows up in his tank or whatever, and he just rolls out the microphone and just says what's on the top of his head, and it just works. I mean, he's got a full-on business and a business sense and a sense of content that is second to none. Obviously, it works. And he showed me his whole operation, told me how he – you know, got the equipment, got this, got that, and you should get this, you should get that, shared everything. And we immediately
had it up and running.
We did it.
Did the same thing. I'm like, I saw it, and I'm like, okay.
We're doing it.
Now I could see, because you capture it while it's live. I mean, the number of times that we say something on the Roku channel, and then it shows up on social media within 5-10 minutes, Pat was the one who's like, this is how you do it.
Yep.
And we immediately, you know, installed it and trying to stay alive, you know, professionally and, you know, at the time, quite literally.
Yeah.
Because the pandemic hit like after the Combine in 2020, a week and a half later, the country shut down. The world shut down. So I'm going to share that with Pat, about Pat. And he's on with Mike Gundy right now. We'll take a break and what Mike Gundy had to say, and I'm sure this is what they're talking about right now. We'll hit that hour number two of our program because we've been quite about this simulcast since we came on the air about 36 minutes ago. On our program, joining us on the show will be none other than Dan Le Batard. Let's keep it going, right? ESPN alum situation. He's going to be joining this program because he's the one who sat down Tua. And my goodness, the reaction to what Tua had to say about none other than his former head coach and Brian Flores, he spoke yesterday. So all of that is in the ether and in the news. Drew Bledsoe is going to join us in hour number three. I've been meaning to chat with him since the roast. in May, and we'll talk with him about his thoughts on Drake May and the New England Patriots. Sasha Kleschen is going to be joining us to set things up for what you can see here on the Roku channel tonight, which is the semifinals of the CONCACAF's League Cup. The League's Cup. So the League's Cup is going to be joining us. The League's Cup on Roku channel with Mr. Kleschen. So that's how we're rolling the break right now. We'll take a break. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. That was a lot of fun with Pat.
That was great.
Are you struggling to close deals? Business-to-business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you can find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started. Let's talk about Game Time tickets, people. We've been talking about it, actually, for months here on The Rich Eisen Show and our Rich Eisen podcasts. But guess what? There's something new to tell you about Game Time. There's a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Yet another way that Game Time makes things easier for you when you're looking for tickets to anything in your area. With the new Game Time Picks, it's curation easier to save more on sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. And with the all-in pricing feature, which is my favorite, you get to see the total up front, so there's no surprise fees at Game Time checkout. And with Game Time, you always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time's going to credit you 110% of the difference. Plus, your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Take the guesswork out of buying concert tickets in particular with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Are you still playing fantasy football? You still doing that?
Not really, no. I'm in a league, but I don't control it. Well, my buddies control it for me.
Well, because I know we've had conversations about this before, and that there are some interesting, tasks that the loser of this league must undertake. So are you, if you lose, even though you're not part of the day-to-day?
Oh, yeah, they'll hold me to it. Absolutely. I don't even know if I could tell you who's on my team right now, but if I were to lose, they would absolutely hold me to it, and we'd have to go take care of business.
What are some of the fails that you have to do? What are some of the responsibilities of the losers of your league? What is
last year the loser had to go to Alaska for a day?
What do you mean, like for a day?
Yeah.
For a day?
Yeah.
Okay.
We went to a place called Nome, Alaska. Actually, where the Iditarod it goes through there, I think.
Yeah. So the loser,
flood race,
regardless of the geographic spot in the United States, would have to, for a day, get on a plane and proof of purchase of the ticket, and then take a photo. Like, how do you?
Oh yeah. I mean, there was tasks involved. It was, I think he went in March.
Okay.
But it was a whole thing. And that was just 1 year. That was just last year. This year, it'll be entirely different.
What other previous years? Any other examples? Because that's amazing. You have to go to Nome, Alaska.
The year before, the loser, Barstool Sports does the Rough and Rowdy, the boxing deal. He fought in that. At the Super Bowl, the year we were there, he was fighting in the boxing on Friday night. before the game there.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. This is you do not want to lose your fantasy league, Jared.
No, you don't. No, that's why I try to put a lot of faith in my buddy that's running the point.
Fun stuff on our YouTube channel. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. A lot of fun right there, huh? Let's go to Garrett. And where's Brick, New Jersey, Mikey?
Rick is south, right near Tom's River, across the bridge on Route 37.
Garrett, is that a correct GPSing of your location?
And I got to say, although at the moment I'm in Lakewood, so you know.
Okay, good enough. What's going on, Garrett?
Hello to you, handsome devil, and all the fabulous fellows in the studio.
What up, what up, what up?
What's up, man?
Notice Pat and I both clap. We all clap. It's fun. What's on your mind, Garrett?
First of all, excellent conversation with Pat. I thought that was amazing, and the simulcast worked perfectly on this end.
It did. Thanks. I'm glad to hear it. I'd like to keep doing that if he's up for it.
It's amazing, so I would definitely recommend. I have a what's more likely for you fellas.
Okay.
My wife and I recently found out we are expecting our first.
Hey!
I may be calling back eventually to ask you and Susie for advice. But
I was about to say, what's more likely is a boy or a girl, it's 50-50, Garrett.
That's not it, but I will take that to heart.
Okay.
Being a Yankees, Giants, and Devils fan living in New Jersey, I came up with this what's more likely. A New York, New Jersey sports team wins a championship in the next year, or my baby graduates high school without seeing a damn trophy.
Your baby graduates high school.
Come on.
Yeah, that's Chris. That's what I was thinking.
You're talking about a New York team winning in the next year. You're saying?
Any of them.
I don't see a New York team winning a championship in the next year.
Yeah, that's kind
of. But I also see one winning a championship before your kid goes to high school. Let's be more positive. You're about to bring life into the world, Garrett. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not doing any of the work, but I do appreciate the
By the way, you, sir, are spot on about that.
Already?
Dude, it's all good. Listen, we just did the first simulcast in the history of the Rich Eisen Show. Are we going to end up doing the first gender reveal in the history of the program?
Oh, why not? Sky's the limit.
Well, considering this might be how my parents find out we're having a kid, I think that would be
Wow. It's the first reveal of the pregnancy. Wow. Okay,
hey,
surprise.
No, for it.
Thanks, Garrett. Appreciate it. There you go.
Have a good one, guys.
Later, man.
Man, that's what I love doing this show about, taking calls. You never know what the hell is going to happen. That's fantastic.
That was pretty good.
I don't know. He said, what, Yankees, Knicks, Devils? Is that what he said? Yankees, Giants, Devils. Giants. Okay. So out of Yankees, Giants, Devils to win a championship before his child goes to high school.
I say,
is Clay Holmes still your closer?
Dude, it's got nothing. Clay Holmes actually played. He actually pitched well last night, and they couldn't do a damn thing.
He's like a box of chocolate.
Probably Yankees.
Yankees, 100%.
Giants, I don't know.
No, that's not with
the Devils, man.
The Devils, they've done it already, though.
No, the Devils,
they've got them.
You know, our Rich Eisen Show hockey liaison. Coordinating producer and diehard Buffalo Sabres fan, Mike Hoskins, just responded that they have the third best odds to win the cup this year.
Oh, okay,
first.
There you go.
Those odds.
Okay.
So there's that. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. So Mike Gundy, head coach, Oklahoma State University, gave a window into what college coaches are dealing with in the seemingly lawless, rulelessness world of NIL and, you know, obviously the portal has rules about when it opens and closes. And I'm sure there are rules about contacting people that may not be heated. But this is this soundbite about what he's told his players now that it's time for the football season gives you a little glimpse about their world.
That's what I told the players.
You can just,
there's no negotiating now.
You can just
portal's over. All negotiations history. Now we're playing football.
You can enjoy
just coaching and playing football.
Conference and a 12-team playoff, yeah, and everything being so different, mm-hmm, just the newness of it all.
Yeah, and you know, the business side of what we do now is we have to have those conversations with them. You know, tell your agent to quit calling us and asking for more money. It's non-negotiable now. Get them to start again in December. So now we're able to direct ourselves just at football, and that part is fun because there's been so much other stuff going on. It's been hard to really focus on football.
Here is a head coach, and can we talk about how things are different? Because we talk about how things are different in terms of the 12-team playoff field. Like, we have no idea what that's going to look like. But here is a college football coach of a major college football program saying he's told his players, tell your agents to stop calling and asking for more money. That's a word that normally that would get Oklahoma State
sanctioned,
the death penalty,
banned,
right? Yeah. Like, what's going on at Oklahoma State? Yeah. This is not our college football world that we grew up with anymore.
Wow.
And I just want to, because you, in my estimation, have to keep saying this. I do not begrudge players for trying to get theirs. I do not begrudge. If the rules allow them to get something, that they want to go and get theirs. And I don't begrudge them if they have representatives, for those representatives to try to get on behalf of their client theirs. Okay? I can't stress that enough. But this right there, that right there is, if I can connect some dots, why Chip Kelly is the offensive coordinator of the Ohio State football program. Where he's like, in UCLA, he's like, I'm done with that. Right now, if all you want to do is coach football and get the X's and O's and all of that, his phone is not ringing from an agent and hasn't rung from an agent probably in months. And that silence for him must be golden. And that's why it is incumbent upon somebody to take control. Somebody. It does appear the court system is going to attempt to take control by forcing the NCAA to enter a settlement that will lead to schools directly paying players. Now, for me, that only leads to more chaos, because who the hell's minding the store? Who in the hell is minding the store? Who is the in charge, and what is the organization that will make sure that it's all codified and everybody's playing by the same rules? Is it the same? I know I'm going to get crap for this. Is it the same organization that's sending our neighbor across the way, the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, a show cause letter, similar to a letter that I might get from my physics teacher in high school saying, you come back to high school, you're going to be in trouble because your lab 16 assignment is missing.
Oh, the ones that you forged back in the day?
Yeah, yes. Fake. Correct. Listen, honestly, it's just, okay, fine, put that on my permanent record. That's great. I'm glad you're spending your time trying to chase my ghost 30 years later. That organization, that's the one that's going to be in charge of handling all this. No. I tell you, it's got to be one of the major conference commissioners. If it's Sankey, if it's Petitti, if it's the two of them in their working group, if it is maybe whoever's in charge of the college football playoff committee, that's why this is all going to have to go in the Super League direction. Because if Mike Gundy's getting phone calls from agents in the summer to the point where he's volunteering, I am so psyched the football season's here, because we're just playing football and I can't get a phone call from the agents. The transfer portal, I'll have to worry about it till December, which, by the way, can you believe that? The portal opens up the month before the playoffs. Could you imagine if NFL free agency hit in December or January? Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
Might be pretty fun.
Oh, stop.
Might be kind of fun.
I know. Yeah, teams get some players.
Come on. Could you imagine?
Like, it's load your team
also,
up.
Because Gundy can't be the only one. He can't be the only one. It's got to be everywhere.
Oh, everybody. But you mentioned Chip Kelly, too. Isn't this why Nick Saban retired?
Maybe.
He just didn't want to deal with this anymore?
It could
anymore.
Also be why Harbaugh's like, I'm done with it. Yeah. I just hung the banner and I'm going to go to the pros.
It doesn't sound
and
great.
Make $17 million
if you're a
year.
College coach. It doesn't sound very fun to constantly have to deal with this.
I'm sorry if his name escapes me because my, you know, we're simulcasting everything. The Boston College coach. He's now the defensive coordinator
for Green Bay.
For Green Bay.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. Wouldn't you rather do that? Wouldn't you rather do that than
Jeff Hafley?
I heard that and I'm like, and when you read it on the page, a lot of people are like, well, Mike Gundy doesn't want these kids to make money. Nope. You know? And there are a lot of college coaches who are like, I'd love to go back to the days where we just have student athletes as if there was nothing else going on. Please.
Wink, wink.
Right. Exactly. Schmabo Schmini.
Oh, my God. This guy. Is he related to Schmey Schmoes?
I think he is.
The closer of the Yankees, as Cooper and I refer to him. He came out last night. Because he's just like, Dad, oh, you know, who's warming up in the pen? Schmey Schmoes. He actually pitched well. Yankees couldn't get a damn runner in. Couldn't get a ghost runner in. Listen, I heard that, and I'm like, what in the world is going on?
College football is going to be wild this year.
Well, yes, 12 teams make it again. We have no idea. But can we just get somebody together to figure this thing out? For everybody.
Yeah.
Because everybody's got it. Their eyes are rolling in the back of their heads. Because I'm sure the number of kids that are seeking to get theirs, do you know how many times a program might say, oh, sure, we got it. And the kid's like, great. And then the kid never gets it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there's no rules about that are enforceable or being enforced or even remotely being thought about being enforced. So I sound like a broken record every time I hear something like this in college football. I bring it back to this because this is the fix and this is where it's going.
Yeah.
This is where it is going. And we're going to hour two here on the program.
Yeah, I mean it's 64 team Super League coming.
Yeah, and then I think others that are maybe in another division that can somehow get elevated. And there's relegation.
It's got to be like Premier League.
Right.
Yeah.
You get relegated. Yeah.
So there's really, what, 100 plus?
Who are kind of
programs
in the mix.
That are affiliated.
Well, there's a level 2 and level 3, and
maybe.
You just kind of work your way up
and
down.
And you work your way up and down.
Yep.
It's crazy.
And then there's private capital that's out there.
Yeah.
And schools that might be like, all right, we'll take the private capital money and just license out our name and logo to them. And they can run the athletic department. We don't want any part of figuring out, paying players, figuring this out, parceling out. We're paying this gymnast that much. We're paying that tennis player and golfer that much. And it will affect, if those sports are affected, it will affect the medal count.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You've already seen that with the Pac-12.
Right. You saw, like, when you look at the medal count, take a look at the corresponding schools that they're from. They're not just, you know, doing it at home. They're not self-taught.
No.
They're doing it for major college programs that could be affected if this stuff isn't fixed. It's bigger than us, is what I'm saying. Hour two, Dan Le Batard and Sasha Kljestan coming up talking some soccer.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on the Sean Ryan Show.
Tucker Carlson, what is it that you think that people gravitate towards?
I'm not self-aware. I refuse to be self-aware. I don't even look in mirrors at all, which you can probably tell from my appearance. I don't have a crazy high IQ, or I really don't have that many skills. I would say my main skill is I believe my instincts. I don't hesitate to follow my instincts, ever. The extent that I have gotten in trouble.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.